we probably use outdated phrases without even realizing it. We just say them all the time. Maybe we heard a friend or family member say it. Grandma and Gramps, for example. Like, is there anything top of mind that you guys can think of? You're like, oh, that's such an outdated phrase that somebody you know says.
My dad says a couple all the time, and I always forget what they mean. My dad will say, like, I've got a hankering. He's got a hankering for something.
I think it's just an old person saying they're hangry.
that's what it sounds like. I think it means I've got like a craving for something.
Yeah, he's hangry. Boy needs some of that good stuff.
And then he'll say, don't take any wooden nickels. And he used to say that to me every single time before I left the house.
Why don't you take wooden nickels?
Especially at night. And I would always forget what it means, but now it's like engraved in my brain. And like taking a wooden nickel means like don't be gullible or don't like fall for anything. Like be smart. Kind of. Like, don't let anyone fool you or trick you.
I want you guys to take your best guess at this one. These are real, like, outdated phrases, and I actually have the meanings behind them.
What about don't cry over spilt milk?
I assume that's when somebody spilt milk, and it's like, well, don't cry about it.
They're really sad about it.
Or, like, when people go on stage or something, like, break a leg.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that one either.
I don't know where that one came from.
We're going to look all these up. The ones I do have, though, I'll have to get back to you guys on that one. Close but no cigar. You hear that one all the time. And this one goes all the way back to the 1800s. Anybody have an idea what it means? Like where that came from?
I've never even heard it, to be honest. Well, I have no idea.
So you've never heard close but no cigar?
Never.
It's like, well, it means obviously you almost are there, but you just missed it.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were rewards as prizes for winning carnival games back in the 1800s. So they'd give you a cigar.
Well, I'd rather have that probably than like a goldfish. I'm sure a lot of people would.
Here, little Susie, here's your
here's your cigar.
What flavor you want?
Ask your daddy for the lighter. Okay, this one's good. Another 18th century reference. I'll ask Liv because I think Mackenzie and Trops and I have. Have you heard of being blackballed?
Oh yeah, that happens in fraternities all the time.
Okay. Nothing. I was thinking of another color. In 18th century social clubs, membership was voted upon by a committee. Typically, they would do like anonymous voting, and you would cast a ballot, I guess, with colored balls. A positive vote was for members with a red ball. So if you got like five red balls, there's five people, that's good. But if you got a black ball, it meant a negative vote. Some clubs required only one negative vote or one black ball to exclude you from the club, so you would be getting blackballed.
Yeah, nowadays I think they just like raise their hand and vote.
I had no clue that's what
I was
meant.
Thinking about who would be blackballed from the show.
Who do you think?
Time and time again.
Who?
I don't know. I posed the question to you.
Oh, I thought you said you were thinking like who it would be.
I feel like if we're all here, then we're not blackballed.
I feel like Porkchop would be blackballed.
Because I'm sick.
Yeah, honestly, aww. We should have blackballed you this week so you wouldn't get us sick.
We could have let you know what's up. Okay, I like this one. Bite the bullet. Has anybody heard this old phrase?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to bite the bullet and do this.
You just got to bite the bullet.
You just got to do it.
So what do you think that comes from? Like, what do you think the origin is behind that story of bite the bullet?
Maybe someone when really you were, tough.
Like maybe it went during like war, like the Civil War or something like that. It just meant like, bite the bull instead of getting shot with it? I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm going to take out the opposing side. maybe kind of. Yeah, back in the day during like, triage stuff when they were helping people out, soldiers, and they were being injured, they had no kind of a painkiller. They didn't have morphine. They didn't have that stuff back in the day. So they would have in there a soldier bite down on a bullet during surgical operations. To bite the bullet now just means obviously, you know, to get through the unpleasant
things.
Did
women do that during childbirth? Like think of the pie near woman, how amazing and just tough she was.
Yeah, there's, I mean, like, even too, if you get like her out in the wild and stuff, they'll tell you to like bite down on a stick so you don't like bite down on your tongue.
Ugh.
When you're like going through something really painful.
Okay, here's some more I got. These are outdated phrases and kind of the meanings behind them. I thought this was interesting. Let's talk about dressing. Has anybody ever heard like, oh, they're dressed to the nines?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know what that means or want to take a stab at it?
They're not quite a 10. They're not a dime, but they're very close.
No.
That is
I'm
not it.
I think dressed to the nines.
Like, what do you think it means? Because obviously we all know it means you look great.
I always love because the nines is a super bougie, amazing hotel out in Portland, Oregon, where Chops and I live. So I always just, I don't know if there was like an old timey place called the Nines or anything.
I didn't see that, so maybe it's in there. But they're saying, according to this, dressed to the nines meant that you were rich enough to literally purchase the entire 9 yards it took to make a tailor-fit outfit, including a vest, a jacket, and any other material that would go along with it.
That's actually super interesting.
And like nowadays, you're saying it's somebody that's dressed their best. I got a few more here. Are there any that you guys are wondering about? If I have them, I'll try to get them. If not, I can follow up another time. Mackenzie, you had a few, and I don't have those. But do you have any other phrases that you've heard? You're like, oh, I wonder what the actual origin of that is. So I can try to find out.
Well, I know one, which is weird that I know them.
Okay, then you reverse it. Let's hear what you got.
Play by ear, which means like, you know, we'll just like play it as it goes. We'll just figure it out as it comes, which is a reference to jazz because you just play it by ear. Nothing's planned. You don't have a set sheet of music. You just play it as you go.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know the origin behind that.
My mom and I always used to joke, the one about Pete's sake, we always joke that Pete was like some guy who just ate a lot of candy all the time, and he was like, I don't know.
Wow, you guys are comedians over there in the Pork Chop household. No,
he was just very unhealthy. So, poor Pete. That's why my mom tried to get me to eat healthy.
Aw, for Pete's sake.
All right.
Thank you, Pete.
In memory of Pete, we're just going to move on from this.